Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, travel pro friends. Welcome to the last episode in this series, the Lead Generation Series. How have you been enjoying this series so far? I've got to know. So if you already haven't shared with me in the DMs or sent me an email or posted something in the Facebook group, like, now is your time because I want to hear your feedback and all the things you thought about this incredible series. I actually have a couple more ideas for other series for later this year. So let me know. Really what I do on this podcast, a lot of it is driven by you, your concerns, things that I've heard that you need help with. And then also making sure that we keep you strategic and we keep you like on the path to profitability for your travel business. And so I'm really conscious about like bringing topics that help you in that direction, really build and uplift and kind of like uncover things that you may not have known, and also like be creative and ideate all these things. So whatever ideas you have, please reach out to me because I cannot wait to gib-gab a little bit with you. But in this episode, we are gib-gabbing a little bit about how to generate leads for your luxury travel business. And I feel like sometimes this eludes people, but I remember having gone to an event about like going, like doing like trying out selling luxury travel for your business. And I'm like, luxury cruisers. I mean, they are luxury cruisers, but luxury travelers are people just like us. But I also say that being like, they are also not just like us, because luxury travelers have the luxury of a lot of things. They have the luxury of time. They have the luxury of money. They have the luxury of space. And a lot of us do not have that. Like, remember the first episode back when I said family, and luxury can mean families. But remember when I was talking about families and there's a lot of stress and all that because of all the different things you have to keep time of. When I think of a luxury traveler, not meaning that they don't deal with these things, they just deal with it a little differently because they have access to resources that make life a little bit easier for them. And so, And I will say there are different types of luxury travelers, and luxury means different things to different people. Like, some people, luxury will mean like, I want to travel with ball gowns and penguin suits, where other people are like, I just want to travel and I want to be comfortable, but I also want to be spoiled a little bit. So kind of like there's varying degrees, but really when I'm talking about luxury people is that they have time to spend, they have money to spend. And they want to spend that money and they want to be pampered doing so. And they have higher standards, higher expectations in a sense, not always, but in a sense, because they have access to being able to curate more. They have the access to curate private jets. They have access to do private tours and things like that. That in itself is a luxury, because somebody, and I feel like a lot of people think like luxury is having a lot of money. Can it be? Sure. But I think luxury really is that you have the luxury to select what you want to do. Maybe you just want premium economy seats so that you can splurge on the luxury hotel and being able to do that. So, and that's why I say like there's different spectrums of luxury, because there might be an ultra luxury that wants everything, and that that's totally fine. And I know we love those clientels because those are really nice commission checks and everything. But I think it's important to note that there is different levels, and that one of the biggest things to note is that they have more conveniences than maybe other niches might have, because they're in this luxury sector / luxury state of mind and wanting to spend their money, having the money to spend, and wanting to be pampered. I know there's a couple of us who we might be like what they call like the, we have champagne tastes on a beer budget. And I would say to an extent, that person is also luxury because they want nicer things. They may not be able to afford all the nicer things, but they will make certain splurges that maybe a more budget conscious traveler will not make, because for a super budget conscious traveler, they just want to get out there and travel. They don't care how, they don't care if it's backpacking, shared hostels or anything. They just want to go. Whereas the state of mind in somebody who wants a little bit something nicer is like, if I'm traveling, I'm also going to travel and do the best and be the best and see the best and all of that. So thinking about that and like getting into the headspace of a luxury traveler, and don't worry, we're not going to be talking about country clubs. I hate like when people mention things like country clubs, because I've never even been to a country club. Like, how can you tell me to go to a country club if it's not something that I've not ever done before? But I also don't want that to hinder you. I just think country clubs, sometimes when people say do that for luxury travel, is such like a cookie cutter response and like an unoriginal, like you didn't even think about that. Everybody else said it, so you said it. So when I think of people who are luxury and people who like to spend money, what do they like to spend money on? And I think obviously they like to spend money on luxuries. So I think about car dealerships. Are there partnerships that you can have with car dealerships? Car shows. Could you be a vendor at a car show? I also think boats and yachts. That's a luxury product. Can you go to a boat show? Can you vendor at a boat show? Yacht shows. And I will say, like, I'm not totally in the world of luxury, so I don't know how everything works, but I don't know if there's like advertising opportunities that you might be able to do, like at a dock, maybe a boat ramp. I know like some fish camps, you might be able to like meet people that have these types of things too. So thinking about those types of things. I also think about like on top of things that they can buy are service providers. So luxury clientele may be working like with personal shoppers, personal assistants. They're probably working with other types of service providers. I'm thinking like house cleaners, house decorators, renovators, lawn care, garden care, all these types of service providers. So if you can get to like one of these generic, general like networking events and meet people who are kind of like in this realm, but they specialize in working with luxury clientele, that may be a really great referral source for you to have also, because luxury travelers value being able to pay somebody else for something that they don't have to do. I'm also thinking about, you know, designer jewelry, designer watches, designers, fashion boutiques. Can you put up business cards in those types of locations? So luxury people, they have the opportunity for like both time and money. So what are they doing with that free time? A lot of them are really volunteering and donating their time back. They're attending charity events. They're mingling with people at these charity events. So are you able to donate something to charity events? Kind of like that silent auction idea I had in the family travel episode. Are there events that maybe you can donate your time to? So maybe you're like, this is a luxury event, I can't even afford to be here, but maybe you can volunteer to help give out raffle tickets, to help with the silent auction, to help with the registration and things like that. So are there like charity organizations that you can join and like at least brush elbows with people who may be that luxury clientele? Can you volunteer at different events? I think of like locally, things that I volunteered at are things like Second Harvest is one of the local places. It's a food bank that people donate food. And so we can make boxes to like put together and people can cook those boxes, or you can even make like just sandwiches. I've done that with the Salvation Army before, where we put sandwiches together. And this is kind of where my big plug, my big promo for Rotary International comes in. I personally decided to join Rotary International. There are dues that are due. But for me, I prefer to pay dues to an organization that is going to also do good for the community, as opposed to just a strict networking organization like BNI. So that is my own viewpoint. I don't want to say like what's good or what's bad. You have to decide that for yourself. But I love the aspect of joining an organization like Rotary. There's also, I believe it's Key Club. There's Lions Club or Leo Club. I'm mixing these up because these are also some of the service organizations I was in high school. But there's all sorts of different organizations where you can become a member, and the focus really is, it's not a networking focus. Networking is obviously going to happen at these types of events. It's really, what can we do to help improve our local community? And one of the reasons that I had joined, not only that, was also because I was a solopreneur working full-time at home, and I was like, I need to meet other people. I need to get out of my house, and that was going to give me a way to be able to meet other people that I didn't know in my local community. So extending my network that way, but also extending my network in terms of being able to really contribute to the community in the small way that I can. They also like to pamper themselves, our luxury travelers. Like, I think of hair and nail salons. Is there some way that you can partner with hair, and especially like boutique hair and nail salons, massage studios, Reiki studios, yoga studios, any sort of like those extra pampering? So if we're thinking about, again, disposable income, that discretionary income, everybody needs to make it because everybody needs to have the basics. But really thinking about, like, if you could buy anything because you had $1 million, what are the things that you're going to buy or pay off or pay down or whatever? And I think like a lot of people's dreams are like buying a new house. So if you want to buy a new house, maybe you need to like mix and mingle with realtors and real estate because they're connected with people who want to buy houses, obviously. And then in that real estate, like I think about like mortgage brokers and all sorts of people like roofers, just any type of service provider in that home expert type field. I know a lot of people want to buy a new car, so that's why I talked about like car dealership. I know buying a boat is kind of a splurge too. Maybe buying a private jet is a splurge. So maybe like meeting pilots or things like that. So you have to think in that frame of mind that it's kind of like those two buckets. They have time to spend, they have money to spend, and they're willing to make those investments, unlike somebody who might not be categorized as a typical luxury traveler. So where can you spend, where can you find these people spending their money and wherever it might be? So is that a high-end boutique? Is that the car dealership again? Or a lot of them really like to give back through charity events. Sometimes these charity events are just like status symbols for them. It doesn't really matter what it means. What it means to you is that that's where they're going to be hanging out at. So regardless of what their intention is, they are going to be there. And so you also need to be at these types of locations. I think of, you know, high-end sports. So I'm thinking about golf, and there's golf tournaments. Can you sponsor a hole? Can you participate in this? What kinds of, again, sponsorship opportunities at these types of events where luxury clientele is going to be at? I even think about like races, because I know sometimes it can be expensive, especially with my local Disney races, to like join in that. So do you want to participate in a race and meet other racers who are potential clients or referral partners for you? Like there, I feel like the opportunity is endless, but you have to think in that frame of mind of, if you could have anything in the world, what would it be? And that's probably where you can find some really great clientele for your luxury travel business. You have to like really walk the walk, talk the talk. And if you're not really sure, then fake it till you make it and kind of just blend in as best as you can. Alrighty. So when we are thinking, so today we are heading off west. So we are in Phoenix, Arizona. So when I look at some Phoenix, Arizona networking groups, there's the Phoenix Business Connection networking event. There's G7 networking. There's niche working. Ooh, I want to open this and see what this is about. And it's also at Rosita's Fine Mexican Food. So that, yes, let's do that. There's the Tempe Local Real Estate Professionals. Look at that. I was just talking about real estate. There's Women's History Month Career Networking Event. Oh, there's another niche working event. So I think this niche working event is a weekly event, which is great. There's Goodyear Arizona Business Networking. There's East Valley Entrepreneurs Networking Event. I'll open that one. Networking Night Out for Tech Startups and Founders. We kind of talked a little bit about that when we talked about Atlanta. Phoenix Central Arizona Business Networking. More niche networking. Digital Marketing and Social Strategies Workshop. Let me open that one. Because you can even like look up just business events. And if there's any business events tailored to entrepreneurs specifically, that would be a really great place to find like really good referral partners and possibly even clients for you at some point. So this Phoenix Business Connection Networking Group, a group of business professionals that meet to develop relationships, share business ideas, and grow business together. Serving North Phoenix since 1999. Oops, I clicked the link. I didn't want to go here. Hold on just a second. Exclusive business category, sharing experiences, supporting each other, growing businesses together. Agenda includes 30-second commercials, weekly speaker, and a 50-50 raffle. So that's an interesting type of event. Oh, I'm going to open up this networking, this niche working, which is actually on meetup.com. Meetup.com is another place where you can find some really great events close by you. It says, elevate your entrepreneurial journey with niche working. The Greater Phoenix Area's premier in-person networking event, hosted every Friday at 11 a.m. at the heart of Tempe at Rosita's Fine Mexican Food. This is where growth-oriented professionals gather to share, collaborate, and expand their business horizons. All right, so the event name hosted by, join us at Niche Working, where collaborative expertise meets collective success. Spearheaded by Nicole Banks of The Niche Work, a global business accelerator with connections in 25 countries and expertise in 150 plus niches, our weekly meetups are designed to supercharge your business connections and growth. I want to attend this. Dive into the diverse pool of knowledge and experience every Friday, where becomes a nexus of networking innovation. It's your gateway for collaborations, ambitious entrepreneurs. I'm kind of like paraphrasing. Find a mentor or brainstorm your next idea. You'll find a community ready to support and elevate your success. Connect with entrepreneurs across 150 plus business verticals. So enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine. I'm there for that. And then network with professionals, business owners, entrepreneurs throughout the valley. I really like that. It says bring your business cards. That I think would be like a really fun place to network. This Phoenix Central Arizona Business Networking looks like it's actually brought to you by the BBB of the local area. And then, I can't open this one up. The East Valley Entrepreneurs Networking Event will not let me open it up. Ah, sad face. So is there one more? Did I have one more? Oh, yes, this Digital Marketing and Social Strategies Workshop. All agents from all brokerages invited. So this looks like it's a real estate group hosted by Chicago Title. So that's another idea, too, is to network with people like at title companies, because that's another area in like that real estate world. Each month there will be different specific topics. So this might be cool. So real estate may not be your thing, but maybe like you want to work with lawyers, you want to work with doctors. Maybe there's other things or other specialties out there that you might be interested in. So let me, because I feel I'm going to type in luxury events because we're looking for luxury events in Phoenix. I don't feel like that's, if I type that in, that's not going to be the best way. So let me, I'm going to put instead charity events, because I think charity events is going to be a better place to find. And yeah, I find more events here. So Night of Giving charity drive for foster children. Let's open that. Women's Circle, all donations go to charity. Raise Funds, this is at a sports center. Let me open that. Soldier's Best Friend charity event. Let me open that. Panda Express fundraiser. I'm not going to open that because I think it's a fundraiser at Panda Express. So this could be like for like a school organization or something like that. Thousand Paper Cranes charity event. Let's open that. Bowl-a-thon. Ooh, that could be fun. Let me open that one. Swing for a Cure. And that's a golf event. So we talked about that a little bit. Let's open that. Sports Philanthropy Network, I'll open that. A Royal Fundraiser Benefit, okay. That looks like it's associated with, like, Greek, maybe, like, sororities or fraternities. Another golf tournament, let's open that. And then Here's to Heroes charity. Okay, so we're going to start opening some of these. The Foster Kids Night of Giving. This looks like more like a family event. So this might be like something that you think about too when you're thinking about families. And maybe like looking at some sort of charity event for families and for like foster children and things like that. Because this doesn't look like it's held at like an amusement park. So it's not giving me those luxury clientele vibes, if you know what I'm saying. So it looks like a little bit more down to earth. And please, like, I'm saying things, but again, it's not absolute. So please don't take any offense, because I feel like, what do you mean? I'm a luxury person and I'm not down to earth. And that's not what I'm saying. I think some of you will know that that's not what I'm saying. Women's Circle, all donations go to charity. It's hosted by Grounded 32, a nonprofit for mindfulness and creativity. Join us for a women's event dedicated to create space for social connection and sense and belonging. Enjoy relaxation practices, meditation, and shared conversation. Suggested $5 donation. So again, I wouldn't say that this is like a luxury event, but I think that this is a really great event that you can still meet some amazing people at and like get really great connections if some of those things are of interest. Now we have Payson Roundup. This looks like a bigger, maybe, no, this is a, okay. Raise funds at the 4th Annual Stacy Fusen Foundation Charity Poker. Oh, Charity Poker Tournament. That is another great idea of where to find luxury clientele. Gambling. Celebrities, playmates, and elite poker players raise funds for people with disabilities from Ability 360 Sports and Fitness Center and the One Step Closer Foundation. The Stacy Fusen, if I'm saying Fusen, I'm wrong, I apologize, a volunteer-driven organization that creates avenues for people with disabilities to be important and active members of the community, will hold its 4th annual Stacy Fusen Foundation charity poker event with co-hosts, award-winning Montel Williams and RJ Mitt. So this includes a red carpet. This is a luxury event, ladies and gentlemen. A red carpet, poker, prizes, philanthropy, cocktails, dinner, entertainment, and casino play, including blackjack, craps, and roulette. There's going to be a renowned host, model, devoted mother, founder of Rogue Bunnies, and somebody else who, former Playmate of the Year, comedian, broadcaster, they'll be the celebrity guests. So these are all kind of like key. Celebrity guests means that this is a luxury event. People will pay to be around celebrity guests. These accomplished women bring a wealth of talent and charisma. A radio personality, entrepreneur, investor, like this. So like casino type of events, poker tournaments, see, okay, tickets here are $200 for VIP admission. This is a luxury event. So this might be a great place for you to be in the room where it happens. It says general admission is just $125 and includes an open bar, dinner, and casino play. All final table players will receive prizes such as $2,000 cash, poker seats, airline tickets. Ooh, that might be a great place for you maybe to donate so that people can win these things. Golf packages, Visa gift cards, restaurant gift cards, and more. Yes, sponsorship and tickets can be obtained by going to their website, Fuson Poker. So there we go. That's an excellent, and you can see, like, obviously I haven't like planned on these events, so I didn't know what was going to happen, but that is an excellent like example of an event that if you're wanting to mix with and like build network with luxury travelers, that's a really great one. I'm opening up this second annual Soldier's Best Friend charity event, but there's not a lot of information, at least at the event place website that it gave me. So moving on, we're going to go to Thousand Paper Cranes event. We will keep folding away until we all finish 1,000 cranes. So this may not be, this looks like a family friendly event though, because this is event proceeds and finished cranes will be donated to the Phoenix Children's Hospital. Okay, well maybe a children's hospital I think would attract like luxury clientele to help. So I wonder what more. There's not too much information here. There is some history of the 1,000 paper cranes. And I don't know if you've heard of that, but it was kind of, because I participated this, I think like in middle school-ish, where it was I'll read it here. The 1,000 origami cranes were globally popularized through the story of Sadako Sasaki, a Japanese girl who was 2 years old when she was exposed to radiation from the atomic bombing of Hiroshima during World War II. Sasaki soon developed leukemia and at age 12, after spending a significant amount of time in the hospital, began making origami cranes with the goal of making 1,000, inspired by the Senbazaru legend. In the version of the story told by her family and classmates, the Hiroshima? I know, like, I feel like we say it one way, but it's really supposed to be said another way. Peace Memorial Museum states that she did complete the 1,000 cranes and continued past that when her wish failed to come true. There is a statue of her holding a crane in the memorial park, and every year on Obon Day, people leave cranes at the statue in memory of their departed spirits of their ancestors. So that is a story of that, but there's not much more. It kind of just sounds like everybody helped to fold 1,000 paper cranes, which is not what I'm going to really deem as a very luxury event. Let's check out this bowl-a-thon. I love this bowl-a-thon idea. And even you, if you are like there, you can search for these events in any location. Or if you have an already established really great network, you can also create events like this. And that just even gives you a ton more recognition and visibility, eyes on you, that you have started like some sort of fundraiser or charity event. Like it gives you like major booster points for helping out the local area in a way just like this. This bowl-a-thon, it will benefit the Hunley Foundation Youth for Troops and Phoenix Legacy Foundation. They're actively seeking bowler sponsors for general donations, raffle items, silent auction items. So here's a really great place to like be able to donate something to. And then there's more information about the bowl-a-thon there. Here's a golf event. So I really wanted to open this one. It's called Swing for a Cure, but it's spelled like four, F-O-R-E. It looks like it's for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, which is a pretty big national, I'm not sure if it's an international foundation, but it's for inflammatory bowel disease. And I feel like this would be a big one. Let me see, like if I go to register today, like what will it show me? swing for a cause, 8 a.m. There's an event committee, uniting to care and cure. There's event registration, silent auction, continental breakfast, driving range and practice screens open. Enjoy a day of 18-hole golf, continental breakfast, silent auction. Improving patient lives as we work toward cures. We have invested more than $500 million into finding causes, treatments, and cures for Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, and we won't stop until we realize. So, and there's big organization sponsors here. So like a local Toyota dealer, a wealth management, being able to partner with wealth management companies is going to be another really great idea for referral partners for luxury clients. So yeah, golf is going to be a really great opportunity. So let's get out of that one. Here's a sports philanthropy. I'm just going to check out some of the other ones that I kind of opened to see what else might be or might make them a little bit different. Before we wrap up, there's a sports philanthropy network. So sports offer ample time to network with sports business All right. So this is like a little networking event. All right. Sports philanthropy network. A royal fundraiser benefit. I don't really see too much more information on that, so I'm going to kind of skip that. But in all thoughts, like I feel like a benefit would be a really great one. And then there's a couple more golf tournaments. The cost for an individual golfer is $175. A foursome is $600. There are general donations that are accepted also. There's also sponsorship available. Ooh, let's see the different. Okay, so a whole sponsor. I was mentioning that to you. So here's a couple of sponsorships that I feel are a little bit more budget friendly, because the most expensive sponsorship is $10,000. So both the Hydration Hero sponsor, it looks like there is one available. It says logo on signage at the tournament, logo recognition and link on tournament website, opportunity to include promotional item in each golfer's gift bag. That is $500. And then a whole sponsor is also $500. That includes table provided at the hole, logo on a tee box signage, logo on signage at tournament, logo recognition and link on tournament website, opportunity to include promotional item in a golfer's gift bag. It says whole sponsor with one foursome. So I guess this includes like you can sponsor, and then if you're also a golfer yourself, you can also get together one foursome in the tournament, and that includes cart, breakfast, lunch, and range balls, as well as the sponsor, the whole sponsor. And then there's a couple other sponsorships, supporting sponsor $2,500, a tea gift sponsor is $3,000, breakfast sponsor $3,000. So you can see it can get pretty expensive. Now, if you wanted to like have more exposure to one of these things, again, like utilize those BDMs that we've all got and see if they can lend some marketing dollars and do some cross promotional efforts there too. But at least that gives you kind of like a real world example of how much it would cost to do some of these fundraising. So I think we've talked like about bowl-a-thons, we've talked about this golfing. I had another idea, but I forget. There are also like governor's balls and things like that when you're a member of Rotary that you can attend, and it's typically like $100 or $150 per person to attend these types of dinners, but that's also additional opportunities for you to meet more types of luxury clientele. So I think this kind of wraps up some amazing ideas to help you really generate some leads for your luxury travel business. Let me know. As always, we want to share all the amazing thoughts and examples, real world examples that you may have used to increase your luxury travel business as well. So please share with us so that we can share with everyone. But thank you so much for joining me in this lead generation series. I kind of like geeked out thinking about it, and I just felt like it would be so helpful, especially like when there's two major reasons why you may not, why you may be struggling in your business. One is you don't have clients. Two is you don't have enough operations or processes set up. And so if your processes and operations and things aren't set up, it is a bit of a pickle, but it's also good because it means that you have enough business that there's a little bit of chaos in there. We just have to organize it. So, which is an easier thing to solve. There's a lot of resources to kind of solve that problem. There's a little bit less resources on this side of lead generation and really showing you actual examples and like getting into the brain a little bit of people that think about how people think, how people see when they're in these different niches of family, romance, food and wine, and luxury. And so I hope you can kind of like get that little mindset difference in each of those, in each of those categories, as well as see kind of like the different opportunities that are available in different parts of the country and like get ideas for inspiration for attending some of these events. As always, we can always jump on a power hour to customize your own lead generation plan. So head on over to the show description for the link in there so that we can get you really raring to go, especially as summer is quickly approaching. So I'm obviously recording this in April, but we are in April. I'm recording this in March, but this episode is going live in April. And do you know what comes after April? Is May. And May, big announcement here, is when the second annual Travel Tech Audio Summit is coming live. If you weren't here with us last year, we had a blast at the first annual Travel Tech Audio Summit. And I can go ahead and include the link to get access to that. It's just $9. We had leaders, I'm pulling up because I feel like I'm going to forget names, but we had travel tech leaders from Travify, WeTravel, Lux Pages, Sion, TA Toolkit, Fam Guru. See, I told you, I was like, I know I'm going to forget some people. Sequence. Hold on, I'm almost there. Because I feel like I have forgotten somebody. So Travify, Fam Guru, Sequence, Lucia, TA Toolkit, WeTravel, Sion, and Lux Pages. So, and these are people that have done like all sorts of different things. So Travify, obviously itinerary, Fam Guru to organize your fam, Sequence, project management, Lucia to outsource some of the things that you need in your business, TA Toolkit to really educate you on some of the biggest resorts around the world. WeTravel is another CRM program. Sion helps you track your commissions. And these are like just very high level explanations of what everything is. And then Lux Pages is a really great platform if you want to be connected to people in the luxury travel industry, like DMCs, tour operators, and things like that. And this year, we've got a stellar lineup. At the time of the recording, I am working on speakers. But I can say, I'll give you like a little taste. We do have Turn is already secured and we've got an interview scheduled with them. And then the Grouped app is another tech within the travel industry that are definitely going to be making their appearance. And I am still working a little bit on the back end with a couple other suppliers to be featured on this Travel Tech Audio Summit. But registration, if it's not already available, there'll be a link in the show description. You can also get added to a wait list if it's not already available. But I will try and make sure registration is available. Pre-registration is free. And I am currently slated for this to go out or be live, all the interviews to be live for May. I don't want to say the exact date yet, because just it's a little bit early for me because I am recording this in mid-March, but very early in May is the target date. So be sure to pre-register for that for free, because once it goes live, it does go to $9 registration, which really isn't a big deal either. So again, I thank you for joining me. I hope that I see you in a marketing power hour session with me, and I especially hope that I see you at this year's Travel Tech Audio Summit. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.